In 2017, the Virgin Islands experienced so much pain that ranges from the devastation of two Category 5 hurricanes, to many floods, to the loss of many of our loved ones, to the struggles of rebuilding, and for most of us, the stress from having to start life all over again. From Anegada to Jos Van Dyke, it is easy to feel a sense of hopelessness. It is easy to feel a sense of frustration. It is easy to want to give up. But I, Andrew A. Foy, leader of the opposition, first district representative and chairman of the Virgin Islands Party, stop by to encourage each of you during this holiday season. I stop by to let each of you under the song of my voice to know that out of your pain comes your purpose. I want to take this holiday season to remind each of you that your purpose is not attached to people nor things, but truth be told, both of them can or will leave you at some point in your life, but your purpose will never leave you. At times, due to the struggles we experience in life, we oftentimes become discouraged and leave our purpose. However, our purpose is always right there waiting for us to return to it so that our purpose for existing can be accomplished. Our purpose as the people of these beautiful Virgin Islands is to ensure that each of us excel to such heights that future generations will benefit from our contributions. I encourage each of us to ensure that during this holiday season and for 2018, that we gather our actions accordingly so that they can be in concert with the tenets of the words enshrined in our territorial song. How radiant are our daughters, how wealthy are our sons. Let us live in harmony and work in unity for a better Virgin Islands. In order to do this, we must ensure that accountability and transparency are the order of the day, especially in the day-to-day affairs of government, so that all can benefit thereby bringing credence to the words from our territorial song, how radiant are our daughters and how wealthy are our sons, so that through our actions we can truly have leaders with courage to do the things that needs to be done in order to better the lives of each resident of the Virgin Islands. I pledge to you my 100% commitment to work in the best interest of all the people of the Virgin Islands. I pledge to work tirelessly to bring solutions and to restore accountability, transparency, and good governance back into the daily affairs of government, because that is the only way in 2018 we as a people will shift from just merely surviving to one where we are thriving. Our best days in these beautiful Virgin Islands are not our yesterdays, but rather our tomorrows. Job in the Bible faced many challenges, but because he never wavered in his faith in God, his story ended with the words, "His latter was greater than his former." In 2018, once we as a people stay within the will of God, I can assure you that despite our challenges, our story will be assured the same ending as that of Job's. Let us take this holiday season and 2018 to strengthen relationships. Life is short. And more than ever before, we have been reminded that we need each other in order to survive. Most of all, let us strengthen our relationship with God, who guided, protected, and provided for our forefathers so that He will do the same for us. Happy holidays, and may God richly bless this territory. And may we forever cherish its rich legacy.